This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
What? What, what, what? Happy Friday! My name is Ray Lytle. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing, man?
Welcome to the program. I'm Ray. It's great to be here on a Friday afternoon. Beautiful weather on a Friday, at least where I am in Central Illinois. We have sunny skies. Hell, I'm wearing shorts, man. I can't believe there's anybody in the chat room at all considering this weather so nice. And it is weird because most of the people are from different places. You got Wisconsin Debbie's coming from Wisconsin. Hey, Deb, she's finally back.
Welcome back.
Yeah. So welcome to the show. It's Chubby Ray Live. We do the show. We record the show live every afternoon. And then the show is available for podcast, download, instant listen, video replay, blah, 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 blah. A lot of good talk about yesterday's show with comedian Adam Hunter. His story about the chick from Celebrity Sex Rehab that he got into the car accident with, or that he hit her car. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I've listened to that story three times. I laugh every time I hear it.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's very good. It's a very nice interview. I want to thank Adam again for being on the show. And then he plugged us in his Twitter, which is very nice. So
you just wind him up and let him go. He's really good for us. We don't have to speak.
Yeah, Adam's great. He just has a question to let him ride.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start having... I'm debating. I shouldn't just say I want to start having. I'm debating on whether to start having more guests.
It's good to have different people.
I like having guests, but I talk a lot. I talk a lot, so having guests on keeps me. It takes away my talk time.
You don't want to share?
Well, it's not that I don't want to share. It's that what happens is I inevitably start talking about something, and then we end up pushing the guest. And we get all out of whack, and then we make guests angry. You know what I mean? So I would love to have...
We should
have guests on more often, but... Because I really do. I mean, there's different... There's guests who will do our show. I get emails from people who want to do the show all the time, like unknown authors and stuff like that. So there's guests that want to do the show, but...
We've got Tuesday news day. So why can't we have Wednesday guest day?
Maybe you're right. Maybe a guest day Wednesday. That's a very good idea.
Yeah, that would work.
So we bring him in, and then I interview people, and, you know, we have fun with it. I'm thinking about it. I don't know. Because yesterday was fun.
He's a funny guy. I find that when you have guests on, you have to normally translate when I speak.
Yeah, they never, you're right, they never understand.
They never get it.
Yeah, but if we had somebody on from England, you could actually translate for us.
I could.
Yeah, so I don't know, maybe we'll start doing guests from time to time. But I inevitably make them angry because I get caught up in a story, and next thing you know, we're supposed to talk to them for an hour, and I talk for 30 minutes, and by the time we get to them, they've hung up, or, you know.
Well, I can help move you along when they come on.
Adam knows how I am, so he was willing to wait it out, but you know how I am. Like, you saw him waiting on hold. A lot of guests are like...
Oh, yeah?
A lot of guests, as soon as they call, they want to get on.
Well, he's on it. He's on to it. Like, he's a modern professional.
That's what I mean. He understands. He's a pro, but not everyone's like that. They're all not, you know... They're not all like that.
I'm sure me or VG, when he's on, can prod you to hurry up if we need to.
I don't know. But it is good. Hillbilly Joe did not call in yesterday. He was supposed to do a current events quiz and did not call in.
Well, because the day before, he was drunk when he was on air.
That's what I'm thinking.
The day before, so.
My daughter, once again, has a friend over to spend the night. We have more, I swear to God, we have more little girls in and out of this house than a Justin Bieber dressing room. I swear to God.
A lot of people.
Every Friday. It seems every weekend we got somebody over here.
You need to get revolving doors.
No, you know what's good? Because I grew up I grew up with five siblings. You know, I had four brothers and a sister.
Mm-hmm.
So we had six kids in my family. So, you know, I always had somebody to play with. When I was young, I always had, you know, and then neighbor kids as well. It wasn't just the six of us. There were neighbor kids. And, you know, when we used to live in the other neighborhood that we lived in, there were so many kids, you know, that my daughter would always have somebody to play with. Well, now we moved across town. There's very few kids around here. So Bella has to, you know, she's got nobody to play with. So I don't mind when she has somebody come over. They always have fun. The kids are always nice and they hang out.
Well, it keeps them quiet in the end, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, but more than that, it keeps her happy. She gets to have friends over, you know. And that's more important. I mean, I don't mind. It's not that I don't mind being bothered at all.
But it is mutually beneficial.
It's good during the show. Like, prior to the show, my daughter and I will usually hang out and watch movies or play video games, or, you know, just do stuff that, you know, the kids do.
It's allowed.
Horrible father. All I do is play with my daughter. I don't really teach her anything except how to get to the next level of, like, Mario Brothers. And, you know, that's kind
of, I can understand that, being a gamer.
That's the life lessons that I teach her.
Well, I've sat there with my nephew, and I was playing on the Xbox, so I give him an Xbox pad without a battery in and put a headset on him, so he felt like he was playing the game, too.
See, that's pretty cool. Look at you.
Ah. You got to confuse them so you can do what you want. That's what it is. Cool. That's the key.
That's cool. I think my daughter should get me something to drink.
Ding, ding.
See how loud I said that?
That might work.
If she was a nice kid, she'd get me something to drink. See if she actually listened to that or not.
Chop, chop.
Yeah, but we spend a lot of time doing absolutely nothing.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, we don't. Not a lot of productive stuff goes on. Like, it could be teaching her stuff, life lessons, or opening up her homework and going over math equations with her, or having her read to me or whatever. I mean, I could do that.
That would be fun, I suppose.
But you never know. Listen, you never know what she's going to need to know to get to the next level of Sonic. Whatever.
It's always something you need in your arsenal to get far on video games.
The new thing is, and I don't know how happy my wife is about this, but I got Bella watching TNA Impact Wrestling. My wife comes home the other day. She's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "Nothing." "What are you watching?" "Wrestling." Bella's like, "Oh, it's so cool, Ma. Ric Flair got cut open. Blood was everywhere."
Oh, with his flappy man boobs.
Oh, he's great, dude. Have you watched TNA Impact?
I've gone off wrestling. I'll be honest.
You've
got to
get back.
Months.
Listen, Gully. Because you got off because WWE was so horrible, right?
Yeah.
Get
I watched
back
the other day when Stone Cold was on.
Let me tell you something. You know, TNA Impact is beating WWE in London.
Oh, they always play the big arenas when they come over here.
London, I can't remember the channel, but there's a channel in London that plays it. I read the other day. I read the other day that they beat WWE on Raw or SmackDown or something. I don't know, whatever the hell it was. They're the top show over there.
I could actually probably watch it, but I think it's on around about now.
Oh, you'd love it. It is fantastic.
I'll have to set me PS3 to tape it.
It is Ric Flair. Ric Flair is now in a wheelchair. Claiming he was crippled by Hogan and Abyss.
Hogan's already crippled himself.
Dude, I swear to God, it is so funny. And Flair, obviously his legs work. Because he keeps getting out of the chair to do stuff. And then he goes, "I'm crippled! Hogan, you crippled!" Oh my God, it's so funny. Players,
I do
awesome.
Like wrestling.
You'd love this.
A little bit hokey.
You'd love TNA. TNA is good. TNA's gotten good in the last 3 months. TNA wrestling's gotten very, very entertaining.
Have they still got the Macho Man guy because he was annoying?
No. I mean, you mean Jay Lethal?
Yeah.
The black machismo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't been on for a long time. I don't know if they're retooling him or what.
Yeah, he annoyed the crap out of me.
He's a good wrestler, though. No, they've got Kurt Angle and AJ Styles is on there. He's really good. It's pretty entertaining.
Kurt Angle at the moment, though, always looks seconds from death. He looks really ill.
He's good. He's a really good wrestler.
He just looks ill, though. He looks unwell.
They've got this guy that calls himself the Pope. Have you seen this guy?
No.
He's good. They got this guy, Desmond Wolfe.
He's English, isn't he?
Yeah, he is English. Do you know him? Are you aware of him?
I do know where he is English, a little bit. I've watched it occasionally, but, you know.
Yeah, they're good. If you get a chance, I highly recommend TNA Impact. It's better than... I can't even watch WWE anymore.
Neither can I, to be quite honest.
I talked about... If you listen to Dumb Media Show, I talked about this yesterday. It's like they're programming for 13-year-old boys, and I'm not a 13-year-old boy. I just can't get into it. It's like, give me a break.
Did you ever find yourself wishing that John Cena would, you know, have a career-threatening injury or something? Because I did all the time.
I don't dislike John. I like John Cena personally. I've met him and interviewed him a couple times, and he's a very good interview, by the way. He wouldn't do this show, but when I was on FM, he did the show a couple of times, and he was really, really a great interview. Honest guy, and when you meet him in person, he's a very, very nice, down-to-earth guy. That being said, you are right. It's hard to root for him because they're trying to appeal to 13-year-old boys, you know?
It's not I'm thinking as well, the wrestlers must see it's okay, it's going to make them more money and merchandise, but they're turning a lot of people off it. So.
Because they do, they try to appeal to kids, and it's like, okay, that's fine if they want to do that, but don't expect to keep me as a loyal viewer, you know?
And they renamed all the finishing moves to something less raunchy.
Yeah,
and
I can't, I read a thing from Stone Cold Steve Austin. I read a thing from Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, he hosted it, and he said, he goes, you know, they're serious about this PG rating that they're going for. And he said, a lot of the stuff he wanted to do, they said, man, you can't do that. We're trying to bring in a younger audience.
Oh, we were beat out.
Yeah, so.
Well, I read the other day that Goldberg's getting signed up so they can sell his merchandise to WWE, and he's got one more match in him, so that'll be interesting.
I wish him luck. I won't be watching. I like I watch TNA now. It's on the same night, so I like TNA.
Well, it's the Monday Night Wars, isn't it? So.
Yeah. It's pretty fun, though. I'm rather enjoying it. So
if one gets better, the other will.
It is a Friday.
Thank God.
Thank you, Bella. My daughter just brought me a drink.
Wow.
Congrats. And now she's hiding behind. Why are you hiding behind the couch? What are you doing? What do you see? Do you see this going on in the background of my camera?
I can't indeed. What on earth is going on?
Come here. What is she doing? Excuse me, I have to.
You need to dispense justice.
What are you doing?
Grabbing something.
What is over there that you're grabbing?
A scarf.
Why is a scarf behind the couch?
It's in the little basket thing.
Why are you sitting behind the couch?
I'm not sitting behind the couch.
All right, get your thing and go. What is wrong with you? Where's your friend? Where's your friend?
And there she goes.
What she's doing? She's hiding behind the couch or something. Ay. So, my wife told me today that you're actually giving her a good game in Words with Friends.
She just beat me by about 5 or 6 earlier today.
But that's good for you, right? Because haven't you been losing to her by hundreds?
Yeah, well, I was getting, like, crappy letters, like loads of O's and E's for some reason. Right.
You, my wife says that she has constantly got a game going with you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what? She goes, 24 hours a day, I have a game going with Gully.
And it's strange because if I'm ever awake at, like, say, 4 o'clock in the morning, I'll go on it and make a move. And then when I get up, there's more moves to do. It's
yeah, just like, I know. She, in the middle of the night, I will wake up and I'll see a light on in the bedroom, like a... like, and I'll look and roll over, and she'll be half asleep playing Words with Friends.
Them half asleep words are normally the best ones, though. They really are. You come up with some whoppers.
It's unbelievable. So, yeah, she's constantly playing with you, I notice.
I think you should rephrase that, Ray.
Well, it is a Friday, by the way.
Well, everything goes on a Friday.
Thank God. Listen, the weekend is upon us. We should take some phone calls. It's a Friday show. You guys know how we are with Friday shows. We don't plan anything.
No, we just play.
It's
about.
Always me and Gully because the Gorilla's got his other show. He does his music show tonight. So,
I'm sure he's taking notes right now.
Yeah. And then, of course, he listens to the show and he takes notes of the podcast and then comments on it. But Friday shows are nice, easy, lazy shows. So let's take some phone calls. The number's 217-883-4667. And Wisconsin Debbie has returned as well. She is alive.
It's good to be alive. And in Gorilla's case, it's good to be gay. I just thought I'd throw that in there, seeing I'll be making notes.
And that'll mean 5 minutes of Monday's show is going to be taken up by him.
Proving he is not gay.
Yeah.
When he gets out of his Jalalabad house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I did see on Facebook his wife is using his last name still, so.
Well, that's good news.
That's probably a good sign they're still together for now.
She's going to get a haircut today. I suggested that she dye her hair bright orange and get a perm.
I'm thinking go for the lesbo cut. A little short
lesbo. Buzz cut?
Yeah, the Joan Jett. Go for the Joan Jett.
Why not?
Go for the I love rock and roll.
Now, what she should do is, when she shaved all her hair off, keep some of the hair and make it like a ginger beard like him so they can both sit on the camera.
Actually,
we can compare.
Vanilla Gorilla's got like a lesbian haircut.
Very dykish.
Yeah, he's got a very dykey, spiky little hair. He's got the Joan Jett going. He's got like the blonde Joan Jett.
Certainly has. But he's actually got the, you know, the grouchy voices, as you would imagine an angry, like, you know, in charge lesbian would have.
Raymond! I'm getting a haircut on Monday. I was going to let my hair grow out, okay? I was letting it grow out because the band's playing. And by the way, all these clubs, and I thank you, because I know people listen to the podcast and stuff, but... thank you to all the clubs that are wanting to book us, and I promise I'm going to start booking gigs again in May, but thank you for being interested in us. I promise I'll return phone calls and emails. If you are interested, make sure to send it over to RayLytle@hotmail.com, blah, blah, blah. And I will, I promise I will get back to you. I wanted to get that out there because people have gotten hold of me. Then they've gotten hold of me through other people and, you know.
Speak to the man.
Speak to me. Or talk to Michelle. Michelle the Weather Babe also.
She's going to need, like, a new liver at some stage.
Yeah. She does. I know she's a friend of yours on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
She does a lot of drinking.
Oh, yeah. She could outdrink me. I know that.
It's 509. Sure. You want to call? We should call her, by the way.
Yeah, she said
you
she's
call
having
her?
Beer now.
Let's play, I tell you, we're going to play drinking or not drinking. All right? And we will call her and see if she's drinking or not.
Sounds like fun.
All right, what are you guessing?
Well, she's drinking.
You're going drinking, okay.
I'm going straight for the drinking.
All right. Let me call her right now. This is mine and Gully's. This is our new game. Mine and Gully's new game that we're going to play, where we call Michelle the Weather Babe at any time during the show. I'm going to play drinking or not drinking. if she'll answer.
She has lovely teeth as well.
I don't know if she knows this number.
Hi, this is Michelle. Please leave me a message and I'll call you back as soon as I can.
Okay.
Thanks.
Leave her a message. I'll leave her a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Michelle, it's Ray and Gully.
Hello.
And we're playing a new game called Is Michelle Drinking or Not Drinking? And Gully, you predicted that she is what?
Drinking.
He says you are drinking. So we need to know whether or not you're drinking at this moment. Please call us. 883-4667. That's 883-4667. And Gully says you have, what'd you like about her, Gully?
She has really nice teeth.
Yes, very nice teeth. Well, she has some of the nicest teeth I've ever come across.
Exactly.
That's a great old joke. All right, let me hang up. Did you hear that joke? Well, those are some of the nicest teeth I've ever come across.
Yes, they've got a sheen to them.
I think I stole that from, I know it was an English movie where I stole that from. Or was it Austin Powers? I don't know.
Probably Austin Powers.
My favorite Austin Powers joke. Oh, Mr. Powers, did you break wind before me? I didn't know it was your turn, baby.
I don't know about you, but that guru crap that he come out with was awful.
The what? No, I'm sorry, the what?
The guru.
I didn't see that.
Never watch it. It's really bad.
By the way, Cowboy Voke is guessing that Michelle is not drinking yet. I think you're wrong, Cowboy.
He's way wrong.
Yeah, I would Friday. Guess. If I was playing the game, I would guess drinking already. Of course, I don't know. I wonder if she's out of work. I know where she works. I wonder if they're out of work. Yeah, she should be out of work, right?
I wouldn't expect work would get in the way of drinking on a Friday.
Not for Michelle, anyway.
No, that's part of the job. Cracking open the drinks.
Wisconsin Deb is in the chat room. She has not called the show, though. How is she? I thought she didn't have internet at home.
She's stealing it. She's in the McDonald's car park.
She needs to call us. Where is she stealing? Let's play Where is Deb Stealing? Where is Deb stealing her internet from today?
I think it's either Starbucks or McDonald's. She's had one cup of coffee all day. She's stealing the internet.
That's our another new game. Where is Wisconsin Deb stealing internet from? We should have her come in the chat room, and we have to guess where she's stealing the internet from every day.
She actually is stealing someone's internet.
God, that's great. Oh, yeah, she says she's in the chat room saying she's at Panera's. That's fantastic.
Nice stealing.
Hey, that's actually a very good place to... Panera's has sweet internet. I've done that. I've like, you know, when I design web pages and stuff all the time, I would want to meet my wife for lunch, and she'd be working on that side of town. So I'd grab my laptop and go to Panera and say, whenever you get time for lunch, meet me over at Panera. And since I got the laptop, you know, I would just do my work. I'd be working on a page or something, and
one thing I like
about connect to the internet through them and, you know, get my work done.
One thing I like about having an iPhone, most of the British Telecom phone boxes have Wi-Fi on them now. So wherever I am, I get free unlimited Wi-Fi on these telephone boxes, and they're all over the country, which means I get Wi-Fi everywhere.
That's
pretty
smart.
Cool.
That's actually pretty smart. I wish we'd do that here in the States.
It makes sense. I wish I had a phone box outside my house, because then I wouldn't be paying for internet right now, but there you go.
Yeah, I think especially in poor communities, they should have free wireless for people. You know what I mean?
It stimulates growth in the economy.
Well,
so.
And you know what? And it helps because a lot of these kids grow up in those communities. They don't even have computers, and they don't have computers because they can't afford internet. Well, if you get free internet. Mm-hmm. Then these kids would actually know how to use computers. I mean, why do a lot of these kids from inner cities end up becoming gang members? Because that's all they know. That's all they see.
There's nothing else to do.
The only success that they see is the drug dealer, the guy who's in the gang. That's the only guy that they see that ever has money. You know, that's their, they don't see anything else.
What I haven't worked out is, why hasn't Google said, well, we'll give everyone who's in need a laptop.
Oh, they're
you'll
not going
to deal with, you'll have to deal with adverts that we pump into it. But yeah. I'm sure most people would be like, yeah, okay.
Because, Gully, because no one, here's the deal with advertising in the poor. You don't advertise to the poor, so they don't have any money to buy anything. So that's why, you know, in theory, it's very nice. You're saying, well, they'll give free laptops to people who can't afford them, but the laptops will be covered in advertisements. It's great theory, except nobody wants to advertise to a bunch of people who don't have money. So who are you going to get? Who are you going to get to do the advertising?
Just get crack dealers and, you know, McDonald's laptops in the corner.
That's what I mean. You'd have Dolly Madison junk food, snack cakes, and crack dealers, and cigarettes, and cigarette makers.
And blue pills.
Yeah, that's who'd be doing it.
Or how to make get rich quick. You're our 1 millionth
visitor. Saying that, but that's why. And so they should do it just to help the people.
More people working, more money to spend.
Yeah, they should do it to help people. But they're not going to do it. But nobody's going to pay for advertising dollars because there's – who's got it?
Let's be honest, though. Google – now, I mentioned Google, but Google can just pull out of China. They're not care. Do you think they give a crap about poor people?
No, they don't care.
No, of course they don't. They are evil. Their motto is do not be evil, but Google are evil. They are very evil.
I'm saying that somebody should. I think a lot of cities are moving toward that. I mean, try to get free wireless for...
Around the city?
Yeah. Except, well, you know, somebody will find a way to pirate. Somebody will be... They'll be up to no good. You know, somebody will be hacking into something. Someone like me.
Well, I'm not naming any names, but someone close to me and my family, actually gets internet for free by hacking the modem.
Of what? A neighbor or something?
No, just getting a modem they bought and plugging it into the cable line, which they haven't subscribed to, and then scanning and getting free internet.
I've noticed that people are really getting crafty in naming their routers, actually. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever gone to a laptop and just looked at the names of people's routers?
Oh, yeah. Like, there's one over the road from my sister's called Gay Boy Web.
Right. Well, it's just... Like, we've got... In my... Where I live, there's... You know, there's so many houses around here. There's... Houses and condos and apartments and trailers. You know what I mean? It's got a little of everything, okay? And every I can see 20 different routers. When I turn on the laptop, I'll see like 20 different wireless connections, and you know they'll be named everything from, like I simply named mine Chubby Ray, you know.
Mine's home. It's just
You'll see. One is called "I Can See You Leave." Another one's called "F Off." Like, we have people that are rude that name their, you know, hack this and die. Which, by the way, that just makes me want to hack it. You know.
To be honest, you'd be able to narrow it down to the exact house it was. So because someone's going to be insulting you.
If you know who the person is, you can usually. You can usually hack in. Like, for example, my mother. I give my mother a ride the other day, and she gives me her debit card. And I put it in, and she goes, "I'll give you the code." I said, "No need," and I just punched it in. She goes, "How did you do that?" I said, "Because you're, you know, I know your birthday." What? I said, "You're over the age of 60. All you old people, you always put your birthday." Oh, my God. How did you figure that out? I'm like, because that's what happens.
You'd be surprised what I always put. It's the same every time.
Yeah, but you're different. You're younger, and so you come up. Like, I try to come up with something that is different.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just put, you know, you don't just put your birthday. Somebody will figure. That's the first thing they check.
It's very easy to find out these things.
Sean Belinda's on the phone with us. Hi, Shawnee. How are you?
Hello, Ray, and hello to all of your female listeners out there.
A.K.A. The chicks. So are you going to do a story about my old grade school?
Oh, definitely next week. I figure, like, do it on Tuesday, the final push.
Yeah. It is an amazing story because they were up above, they were at like 300, okay, when I first got involved. They have gone from 300 all the way up to number 18. How cool is that? I mean, that's really cool, isn't it?
That's a big leap.
Yeah.
And it is, and now, I mean, guys like Gully, you know, Gully does it, his sister did it. There's people all over the world doing it. I think Surfer Girl will put it on Twitter. She's from California. You know what I mean? All over the world, people are now putting the share link to vote for my old high school. It's kind of, or my old grade school. It's kind of cool.
People power?
This is a town, by the way, it is in a town of less than 3,000 people. This grade school. For a town of less than 3,000 people, they're number 18 worldwide for this Pepsi thing.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, you should do a story on St. Louis Radio for it.
We're bringing it, man. We're bringing the heat. It's been on the station, so we're going to keep it. We're going to keep it.
Awesome.
Keep it going, my man.
Good. That's what I like to hear. And I want to make this prediction. I was telling my wife this. Although, remember I did the whole thing last week about how people were giving me credit early on, and I, you know, it was nice, but... You know, if they get it, okay, if they end up getting it and they do start thanking people, I want to go on record as saying I'm pretty sure that I will not be thanked.
Oh, of course not.
But they'll think, but I bet you Sean gets a thank you.
Well, of course.
Yeah. You watch. If they get it, and I'm not taking a lot of credit, but I'm saying that. I brought a lot of people to the table, you know. It was 250 or 280 when I got involved. I could have said no. I didn't. I'm saying I brought a lot of... I'm the one who got them people from England to do it.
Us Englishes.
Although I saw Sean taking credit for that, by the way. Did you see that? Did you see that, Gully? Sean was on Facebook kind of taking credit for...
Not at all.
Yeah, Sean was on Facebook taking credit for Gully listing this thing in England.
Blow your own trumpet, Sean.
Yeah, really something else. Boy, you are something. You have no shame.
You know, it's all part of networking.
You are shame.
Sean, anything I can do to help build your public image, please let me know.
Not a problem, my friend. I have an international corporation. And by the way, they should play. You know what? With a bunch of boats from Britain, they should fly the Union Jack over the school. I think that'd kick ass.
All I'm saying is if they get a final push, okay, if they do get a final push and they get it, they'll thank everybody, but I bet I'm not one of the people that's thanked.
Well, no, they'll thank somebody who didn't even vote.
Yes. Like, for example, what's the deal? Have you talked to my brother? None of the people at QLZ are listed. What the hell is going on with them over there? None of them will do it.
You got to understand, you left last month.
I left 5 years ago. Get over it. List this school for me. My little brother went to the guy. My brother went to the school.
That's really bad.
They won't list it.
So you still love there then?
What is wrong with these people?
They love you still, right? That's what it is.
Yeah.
Did you just pass wind, Sean?
I think you did.
Well done.
Not pass wind, not this time.
That's what he does.
I think that the scanner actually made noise.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Yeah, so anyway, my grade school is still trying to get the people to vote for it to get the money from Pepsi. To rebuild their grade school, which is really, it's a great cause. It's very cool. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that people should be voting for. That's the kind of thing that the internet should be about. In my opinion, the internet should be a hell of a lot more about helping a school get $250,000 from a major corporation like Pepsi. And by the way, drinking Pepsi today. Thank you, Pepsi. It should be more about that and less about goddamn Perez Hilton being a judge on the American Idol or something. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't shed a tear if he actually got shot.
People wasting. Well, I'm not going to go that far. But people wasting their time with just ridiculous crap like that, you know.
So if anyone wants to kill him.
When there's really important things going on like this.
It's good to help out.
Oh, well. So, Sean, what else is happening with you?
I know, as usual, I'm imagining I'm going to, I would imagine what it's like to have a girl in my life and have her, you know, with me on the weekend, so I'm going to play about 20 minutes of Sims, and then, other than that, just do like some public address announcing for a baseball Missouri versus Illinois event where everyone will freeze and there'll be a crowd of 50.
And will the chicks please enter the building?
That's what you're doing this weekend?
Yep.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know. Mm. Plus breaking in a friend of mine and who's wanted to be a PA guy and maybe he doesn't realize it's not a way to get chicks, but hey.
I wouldn't be helping him out, man.
You know.
I don't know. You shouldn't be helping him out. I know how you help these people out, and I know what ends up happening. You help them out only to be, you know,
shafted.
Well, he'd have to do a lot of catching up. But
stabbed in the back.
Yeah, I don't have a PA gig right now, so I miss it. Did the Capitals for a year.
I heard you were auditioning. I don't know if I should publicly say that. I heard. I won't say who, but I know for. In fact, I'm not going to say I heard. I know for a fact. I know for a fact you auditioned for. A really, really, really big PA thing.
Yeah.
What happened?
Still in the works.
Oh, okay. You haven't gotten word yet?
In the works. I'm supposed to meet second week of April. So, yeah, I definitely don't want to jinx it, but have some hopes. I was, thanks to a colleague, I was way out front on that. So.
Well, I'll be honest. I should have known about that from you instead of hearing about it from other people. So.
Well, I brought it up. You know, I don't remember who I told what. It's embarrassing. I tell one person I don't tell at all, and the next person I tell three times. Like I was telling the first time.
I should
time
not have that. To hear. I should not have to hear Sean gossip from other people.
You need to go on his page on Facebook, right?
Your wife is my BFF, so what can I do?
I hear from other people. Sean's auditioning for blah blah blah. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Good for you. I hope you get it.
Yeah. So do I, Sean.
I'll be scared to death if I do, but we'll see.
Hey, have you been looking at these women that this Jesse James slept with?
Oh, it's hard. It's disgusting.
Let me ask you. Say you've got a choice between the women that Jesse James slept with, or the women that Tiger Woods slept with. Which one are you picking? The Nazis, or the porn stars?
Tiger Woods in a first round TKO. Jamie Grubbs all the way.
I gotta tell you something. Tiger Woods' wife, that Ellen Nordegren,
yeah,
and Sandra Bullock, two sexy, sexy, you know what I mean? Two really sexy women. What is with these guys?
Beyond my comprehension.
Oh,
you know,
God,
I gotta be honest.
This woman,
this Jesse James, you know, this guy. What's Sandra Bullock thinking? You know what I mean? You kind of. You know, I gotta tell you, what's she thinking? You date this guy, got tattoos all over his body. He works on motorcycles for a living. Now, listen, I'm not saying that all guys who work on motorcycles and do tattoos, all right, are bad. Trust me, I sometimes wish that I had tattoos and worked on motorcycles for a living. That's not the bad part. Here's the bad part. whose ex-wives, plural, by the way, ex-wives, include a former porn star. All right? And,
yeah,
according to the National Enquirer, the guy collects Nazi memorabilia.
Well, Ray, you know?
What the hell is she thinking? You don't know a guy collects Nazi memorabilia before you get married to him?
Where did she meet him? In a trailer park?
You're Sandra Bullock, for God's sakes.
I'm going to take a controversial position here. Don't knock it till you try it. But one of the most fulfilling moments of my life was when I bought Hermann Göring's bidet. And I never looked back.
I'm telling you, she's just very... You got to have...
Yeah,
He's clean.
Achtung.
You got Achtung. East cold. I don't know what German for. I don't know what cold is in German. Does anybody have an idea? What cold is in German?
I only know. I know Achtung and Scheißen.
I wish we had Rocky, because Rocky would know. Remember, Sean? Rocky always knew German.
Yeah.
I've seen this other girl as well.
He's racing. I don't know what it is.
I see this other girl who he's been doing as well.
There's four of them. He's got four of them now.
He needs to put it in his
place. And I guess, the one girl comes forward yesterday, okay? And she goes to the press, and it goes public. And he texted, did you see this, Sean? He texted her a thing saying, he texted her saying, I can't believe you betrayed me like this. How did you do this? You know, and immediately she shows the text to the press. So it's like any doubt that the girl was lying? No. I just feel bad for Sandra Bullock, man.
No kidding. The highlight of her life, and he does this. By the way, the word is cult. K-A-L-T. It is cult!
It's cult!
That's the thing, you know, and probably the younger crowd, well, but people our age don't really know that, you know, like the Nazi cartoon voices they did back in the day when you see the World War II era Looney Tunes. I mean, that was based on Herman G. I'm getting at this strange voice.
Wow. Talking of film stars, I was looking on TMZ just then.
Yeah.
Dennis Hopper. Ooh. Yeah, not looking good.
Yeah, he should be dead. Dennis Hopper was supposed to die months ago. I can't believe he's hanging on. They say he's hanging on just because he's fighting his wife for something about he took his wife out of his will. And
TMZ's got the perfect quote here. Hopper is battling cancer and his estranged wife, Victoria.
Yeah, his wife's trying to keep his money from his kids. It's all kinds of stuff.
Crazy.
He's garbage.
So this Jesse James has a thing for these chicks just covered in tattoos. And
he likes a bit of dirty.
And they just look sleazy. I mean, there's something maybe about, you don't put tattoos on your face. You know, who the hell puts tattoos on their face?
Has he ever served a stretch in prison?
I don't think so. No, I mean, he seems like a pretty cool guy. Don't get me wrong. He seems like a good guy. I'm not saying... I mean, I don't know. I hope the Nazi memorabilia thing's not true, because I just think that's weird. I'd have a lot of trouble getting past that. But I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I just find it weird that she would marry him and then be shocked by this. You know what I mean?
Opposites attract. That's what
they
say.
Yeah, but the guy who was married to the porn star and by the way, I think his last like couple of marriages broke up because he was fooling around. And, you know, that's the thing that gets me. Like, I have friends, you know, both male and female friends who have gone through relationships where, they will start dating somebody who is in a relationship. Like, I know this guy that started dating this girl when she was engaged to somebody else.
Wow.
So he starts dating. She's engaged to the other guy, And this guy's dating her, and he falls in love with her, and she falls in love with him. Meanwhile, she is still engaged to the other guy, and she's still with the other guy.
That's messed up.
Like, you know, she goes home to the other guy and then sneaks out to be with this friend of mine. And then she starts spending more time with the friend of mine, but she's still like I'll go to the guy. The guy would go to me. This is many years ago. And the guy would say, "Hey, what are you doing this weekend?" And I go, "Well, what does it matter to you? I thought you were going to go out with so and so." "No, she's going out with her fiance this weekend." And I would go, "Do you not hear how weird this sounds?"
Well, my ex-fiance ran off with some computer boffin. This is a good few years ago now, and when she actually left the flat that we were living together in, I actually got back in touch with her a month or so later when she was still with the fat boffin with unfitting trousers, and I used to have sex with her regularly behind his back.
That's what I'm saying.
Which was a bit weird.
This is what I'm saying. And I go to my buddy. I said, "You do realize that she's gonna go have sex with that guy." Because I told him, I said, "Why don't you get a date?" He goes, "Oh, I don't want to cheat on her." Like, what? What do you mean you don't want to cheat on her? She's going to I mean, she's living with this guy.
Yep.
It's so weird. So anyway, so she finally breaks up with the guy way too close to the wedding, by the way. You know what I mean? She waits and waits and waits and waits and waits. And then finally breaks it up. I'm sure it cost that guy a bunch of money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So then she moves in with my buddy, and eventually they're together. And they're together for a while, and then years later, they break up. Do you want to know why they break up?
Why?
Because she starts cheating on him.
Well, once a cheat, always
and
a cheat.
And then he's shocked. He's like, "Oh my God, I'm distraught. I can't believe she cheated on me." And I'm like, you're not being serious, right?"
She just wants that feeling again,
he's
of
like,
excitement.
"What? Did you think she wasn't going to cheat on you or something?" He goes, "Oh, I can't believe she cheated on me." And I go, "Well, how did you meet her?"
He's always
well, you
it's
know
definitely
how I
on the cards.
I said, "What was she doing when you met her? She was engaged to some other guy. What made you think that she wasn't going to..." Listen, she was hooking up with you and him at the same time and saw nothing wrong with it. By the way, that to me, that's sociopathic activity, by the way. The fact that... if I found out that my wife was up to no good, I would not only feel, you know, hurt and betrayed, but I would question myself and my ability to, because I think only a sociopath can cut off all emotion to be able to, you know what I mean, to just lead a double life almost.
Oh, yeah. And by
like
the way,
these people.
I know from experience these people can often spin tales of abuse that they somehow will make you feel justified.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sean,
you had a girl.
That you're not taking someone else's. That you're basically you're rescuing them from.
That sounds very much like
but
my
when
ex.
When you're cheating with someone, though, I mean, you got to remember. You have got to remember that they, you know, that they're also with somebody else. I mean, that's like a sociopath that does that. To be so unfeeling.
And somebody who's been abused, by the way. Is 9 times out of 10 going to be emotionally unavailable.
Right. And
for a while. They're not going to jump into another relationship.
But for Jesse James or whatever, it's like he was leading this double life. He would, sneak off, and it looks like he would sneak off and have quickies with these girlfriends at, his place of business or whatever. And then he'd go home to his wife like everything's okay.
It's just weird.
Yeah, and the same with Tiger Woods. It's like he'd go home and everything would be fine, and then he'd go on the road to play a golf tournament, and he'd be a different person. But by the way, okay, if you're a woman married to a professional athlete or somebody who's on the road all the time, that's going to happen, all right? You know, that's going to happen. There's no way around it. That's going to happen.
Unless you travel with them, which is very unlikely.
It's like these famous people, these actors and actresses, like they leave for like 4 or 5 months at a time to go film a movie. And you leave your husband or wife behind while you're... What do you think's going to happen? Seriously, what do you think is going to happen?
People need to get the jollies.
I told you, when I met my wife, I fell in love with her immediately when I met her. I told you that story.
Mm-hmm.
3 months after I met my wife, we were living in Texas, and we dated. Less than 3 months after I met her. All right, it was like 2 months, actually. I was offered the job to come back to Illinois to to work here. And even though we were only dating each other for 2 months, and I was nuts about her, and I hoped she was nuts about me. I was pretty sure she was nuts about me. I got the job, and I knew there was no way we were going to do a long-distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you are packing up and coming with me, or it's over, you know what I mean? And then I was getting ready to have that conversation with her. And before I could even have the conversation, I think it went to, well, we got to start looking for this and this. And and it was me, my roommate at the time who was going with me, who was going to be my on-air partner, and then my wife. And I sort of looked to her and I said, well, you're going with us, right? And she goes, oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? That's how I asked her to move with me across the country. I said, you're going with me, right? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, it worked.
But, I mean, she, in her mind, she knew that too. Because you can't just pick up and leave and then just expect, you know, to have this long-distance relationship. They don't work. So these Hollywood people, they're always shocked when their relationship ends miserably because of somebody cheating, but yet they think it's normal to just leave for 4 months.
But he did know that going in.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, so that's on him. You know, he knew she's an actress.
Okay, but but here's the deal. And she's got to know this too. If, like, I did a lot of band stuff before my daughter was born, I did a lot of bar gigs, a lot of nights out. I mean, I was constantly out surrounded by hot women, okay? This is in the 90s when we were in Peoria. I was out on Thursday nights, you know, till 4 in the morning hosting these strip club or dance club remotes. There would be women everywhere. Gorgeous women. My wife came with me every single time. She wasn't stupid. And I never cheated on her. Meanwhile, there were people that went with me or that I knew that would go. And they picked up women all the time. But their girlfriend or whatever it was at the time, they ended up, they would cheat because their girlfriends were never around. It's too much. It's like I don't care what kind of diet you're on. If you're surrounded by chocolate every single day, you're going to take a bite of a Hershey bar. You know what I mean? You can't not do it. I never had the opportunity because my wife was always with me. So, if you marry somebody that's an actress, okay, say you marry somebody that's that. Say you have a nice career of doing, I don't know, say you're a news guy at a talk station in St. Louis, and you got a decent career, and you meet a famous actress, and you fall deeply, madly in love, and then she says, hey, I gotta go and film a movie in Maryland for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you do? If you're married to her and you look at, well, I make this much money doing what I do. You make millions of dollars doing what you do. I've got to ask you right now. Are you one of these women who feels your husband has to work? Because if not, I'm going with you. Because you just don't. You want to keep your marriage together. That's how you do it. That's how that Julia Roberts has done it with that guy she stole from. Her husband was married or something. She met him on a movie set.
Well, if I was ever significantly rich, which is highly unlikely, I would ask Karen to come with me.
So. Of course you would. It's too much temptation, especially when you're famous. You think these women didn't know they were banging Sandra Bullock's husband? Of course they did.
Well, with me, it wouldn't be the temptation. It's the fact that I wouldn't want to be on my own for so long. And I have long periods now, so.
She should have told this woman, or this guy. She should have told him, listen, if we're going to be married, then I'm going to go do this movie for so many months. You got to come with me. You know what I mean? You got to at least be there 3 days a week. I can't be alone. You're just begging for it.
Fair thing to ask for.
Yeah, so that's what happens. Now, granted, when you have children, times and things change. But you got to figure it out. I mean, at some point, you got to figure it out. You know, either Sandra Bullock should have just filmed movies in Los Angeles, where they lived or whatever, or, you know, or you got to pick somebody else to be your mate. Now, I'm not saying that she deserved it. I don't think the woman deserved it. I'm just saying that she probably should have shown better judgment in this guy, you know.
Yeah, it just seemed a bit of a freak, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It does, like.
Now, who knows? Maybe she was getting some, too. I hope so.
Tiger Woods was seeing her.
Yeah, maybe Tiger Woods popped her a couple of times.
Hole in one.
Well, I guess from what I read, Tiger Woods' wife would come with him before they had kids. And after they had kids, she'd stay home with the kids. And he was out banging porn stars.
Something to do. Something for the weekend.
I don't get it, man. You feel bad. But you see it coming. I mean, what was she thinking?
But it's just the type of women he's gone with. One looks like China, the wrestler. The other one looks like, you know, someone you'd see in the gutter with a bottle of scotch.
One looks like he got a checker for a piece. Have you seen the really rough one? The one with the short, the lesbian blonde hair? Put your hand between her legs. Make sure she doesn't have a nutsack down there.
She looks like a cage fighter.
Yeah. I think Sean was just taking a dump. Did you hear that, Billy?
I think I
just heard a toilet flush.
Oh, all right.
Were you in the bathroom?
I was just checking a couple of things. I make sure everything's on the up and up. You know, every time like the last person leaves the building.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you wash your hands, Sean.
He's been on the toilet the whole time doing the show.
Hear the echo?
God bless you, Sean.
Wash your hands, Sean.
Only Sean.
And use the mute.
Yeah, that was about 18 Kirk's worth.
That's our Shawnee.
Don't push too hard.
I bet he filled up that bowl.
That was 9.5 Kirk's.
I bet he filled up that bowl, man.
That was a two-flusher, that.
Yeah, I feel bad for that toilet. That's a lot of pressure on that toilet.
You'll have to go back and flush again.
Some good porcelain, I'll tell you what.
It's cracked up, bowl.
That's some badass porcelain, my friend.
It sucked, too, because, I didn't have that Herman Goering bidet with me.
It's cold!
It is cold!
It's cold!
Und Krapphausen cracken den bowl.
Oh, well. What do you do? Yeah, so what are we doing for, what's going on with the weekend? What's everybody got planned?
Next week is Easter, so I'm doing nothing now because my girlfriend will be down this time next week. So I shall probably be away because I'll be going to meet her this time next week. So.
Did you see the thing about the South Korean... the boat sinking or whatever? Like the ship, they think the North Koreans sunk a ship or something?
Oh, I heard about that. And
the ship of 100's dead?
Yeah. Good Lord.
Last I knew.
That's all we need.
More death.
That's all we need right there.
We'll just send everyone out on a high note. We'll just talk about death for the next 10 minutes.
And by the way, the Republicans block the unemployment extension again.
They're just doing it for fun now.
Did you see
that?
Yeah, I think they're just doing it. I think they are. I really do. I think they're doing it. I think, you know what? I think they're just being pricks now.
It seems that way.
Yeah. I really do. I think they're just going to be pricks.
Sean, what are you doing?
He's wiping.
He's either wiping or he's going blind.
Something's happening.
I'm out now. I'm a free man.
Oh, good.
Hey,
East out.
Scheisen.
You're spilling the Scheisen.
Nobody's doing anything to create jobs, by the way. Can I point this out? No one is doing anything to create jobs.
Sure they are. They're saying, think positive thoughts.
Yeah.
I think Sean's just created...
They're asking us to pray and think positively.
I think Sean's just created a job for a plumber.
I did write down that I wanted to talk about the unemployment thing, but you know what? I'm just going to skip it, because...
It's Happy Joy Friday.
Yeah, because, you know, it just upsets me when I read this stuff. It really is. The hatred of these two political parties of each other is now getting in the way. I don't know. It's just disgusting.
Well,
it's like childhood politics.
Yeah.
Very childish indeed.
Very disgusting.
So mess.
Not even going to get into it. I won't even get into it. I will end the show with talking about Hot Tub Time Machine.
I really want
to go see Hot Tub Time Machine.
What on earth is that?
You don't know about Hot Tub Time Machine?
Nope.
Hot Tub Time Machine is a movie that's opening this weekend about these guys who go to a ski lodge. And they get in the hot tub, and it turns out the hot tub's a time machine.
Nice.
And it transforms them back to the 80s. It's Hot Tub Time Machine.
Bouffants and all. Pretty much says what it does on the tin then, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Sounds great.
And it stars John Cusack and some other guys, and it's pretty good. Looks good.
I to be honest, I haven't seen anything.
That's the reason. That's the reason the DC, you know, DC's always in the room every day during the show. Mm-hmm. That's the reason he's not in the show. Is he went and got tickets for Hot Tub Time Machine to go watch it at 4:30 today.
It's a good time to see films at this time, nice and empty.
And Sean, do you remember those old days when we were doing the show, when we were doing like 5-hour shows on QLZ every day?
Oh yeah.
And on Fridays, how excited we would be. Like, we'd always end the show. Sean would always end the show with, like, a big, long newscast. And, we always would get so excited that last 20 minutes of the Friday show because you knew it was getting ready to end and the weekend was upon us. We didn't have to wake up at 4 o'clock the next day, you know. It was always a really, really exciting time. Mm-hmm. On that Friday. And I would be so ecstatic the last 20 minutes of a Friday show. I feel that way right now. I don't know why, because this is not a lot of hard work compared to those old FM days. It's much easier to do this show and the podcast and everything. But mm-hmm. I find myself right now, knowing there's just a couple minutes left in the show, I have that kind of feeling of excitement going through me again.
It's the Friday feeling.
Yeah. And then my daughter starts next week. All next week is spring break for my daughter.
Hmm.
Yep.
All the kids are off here, too, so.
Yeah, it should be fun. Anyway, so there you go.
The weekend is upon us.
The weekend upon us. He's tired.
You will enjoy.
Pizza.
You will enjoy. Or you will be shot.
I might as well end the show now because I'm ready to. You know what? I'm gonna turn on the PS3. I'm wearing like actual shorts. You know, like.
Is it working?
Oh no! I didn't. Did I not tell the story? Did I not tell you the story?
What happened with your PS3?
I had to get another one.
So you got a brand new one, or?
Yes. Yes.
From the people, the insurance people.
No.
Oh.
No, I put together my money, sold a bunch of stuff, and then borrowed money.
Uh huh.
To get a new one. So I went and got a new thin one. All right, the newer ones.
Are they nice?
Yeah, they're cheaper than the one I had. The cost.
Yeah, they've gone down in price.
So then I boxed up mine to send off. I did get the game out of it. Did I tell you that? Did I got the game out?
Yeah, you told me you got the game. I didn't know you got a new PS3.
Then I gathered up enough money to buy a new PS3.
So how long is it since I actually sent you a friend request? I think I'm talking like 6 months ago, right? You still haven't accepted my friend request.
Because I never go online. I never go to the PS3 network or whatever. I'll go in there today. I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
You're due for a beating on FIFA.
Yeah, because I haven't played it. I've been playing baseball. You know, I haven't really played the FIFA. But I'll this week, I swear, sometime this weekend I'll do it. So anyway, cool. My wife boxes up the old one and we send it off. So our hopes is that it's dead, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was told, and they better be right. I swear to God, they better be right. I talked to the guy with the extended warranty, and he says if it's shot, what they'll do is they'll just give us our money back. All right, they'll give us a gift card.
Will that cover the cost of it when you bought it,
okay,
or the cost now?
No, more than that. It'll actually give us more than the one we just bought.
Nice.
Because we bought it back in the day when it was more expensive. So I sent it off hoping that it is as destroyed as I think it is. I think it's dead.
Should have stuck a screwdriver in the hole.
It's just, I think it's dead. So what's going to happen is I'm going to send it off, and they're going to hopefully say it's dead and send me back a gift card with the money. And that will basically make up for the money spent on the new PS3.
Fair enough.
Now, the worst thing that could possibly happen is if they fix it and send it back.
That would be bad.
Because then I'm going to have two different PS3s.
So did you keep the pad? Or did you send the pad as well?
No, just the game. Just the system itself.
So you got an extra pad, and you could end up with more cash?
Yes.
Nice.
I did exactly what they told me to do, so.
Result?
Hopefully they'll send me back a gift card that says it's broken, beyond repair, which is what I was told. I was told when that happens, it's beyond repair, right?
Yeah, yellow light of death.
That's what we've got. We've got the yellow light of death.
It's not as bad as having a red ring, but, you know.
So I'm hoping they just send me back the gift card that they promised, because that's what the guy told me with the extended warranty. He says, yeah, if we can't fix it, we'll send you a gift card, and you can buy another one with it. I said, but what if I don't want it? They said, well, you can buy an Xbox or buy whatever. You use the money for something else.
Don't buy an Xbox. You'll be getting another gift card when that one breaks after 2 months.
So anyway, that's what's going on. That's what's happening with me. But the bottom line is that I do have an Xbox to use for the weekend.
It's the online experience is much more superior on Xbox. It's only because you pay for it.
Well, it's pretty interesting. I think I'm pretty happy that I have I'm at a PS3, not an Xbox. I'm happy I have a PS3 to use this weekend. And from now on.
Well, that's cool. It's less shelf space as well, because it's quite thin, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very nice. The new ones are really, really nice.
Well, the new Xboxes will be out soon. So
I get to play PS3 this weekend, and I did get my game out, so I get to play the game. And except here's the thing. Like, I had the game all set up the way I liked it. And I lost all that stuff.
It's such a pain losing all
your
saves.
So now I've got to try to set everything up. Ugh.
So you have to start your league again?
Oh, it sucks, yeah.
I hate that.
And I was like already in the June in that league.
Oh.
Yeah. Now I'm back to April 1st.
So how long does the league actually last?
That's 162 games. It's baseball.
That's a long time.
It's baseball, my friend. That's how we do it here in the U.S. of A.
You certainly work your players hard.
In the U.S. of A, 162 games, buddy. That is, Gully, that's why baseball is the single best sport in the world.
So is that like two or three games a week?
No, they play every day.
Seriously?
Yeah. Starting April 1st, baseball teams play every day.
Wow.
They'll get one day off every 10 days, I think. That's how it works.
Well, they certainly get to earn the money, though, so.
That's why they make so much money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Baseball players will make $18 million a year, and people go, oh, my God, it's so much money. Are you kidding? They're playing 162 games.
So are baseball players like old wrestlers, all cabbaged and crippled? And
No. Baseball players, you know.
So they don't work them to the ground?
That's why there's more substitution in baseball than any other sport, too.
Ah.
Like, you'll get guys that'll get a day off, and somebody else will, that's why it's more important. It's baseball, the reason I love baseball so much is, you know how, like, when you watch your soccer, they've got the starters, and they have guys that'll come in and sub every once in a while, but the bench players don't play very much? Mm-hmm. In baseball, you could be a guy that'll be like a bench player, and you'll still play, like, 80 games, you know?
Wow, that's a lot.
You might only just bat in a game, but you'll still play. You'll still get in like 80 games.
So how long does the match last?
It's 9 innings.
So how long would that last normally? A few hours, an
About
hour?
2.5 hours, 3 hours, usually.
That's a lot of sport.
Yeah.
Over a year, so that really is.
So you've never watched American baseball?
I've never really. Never really.
I'm going to tell you something, and I don't know, you're so old, maybe you couldn't get it, but I love sports. As you know, I love sports. I'm a sports addict.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a more pure sport in the world than baseball. It is the best sport. It is the most pure sport. It's the best sport. It is the best. When I eventually die, I will miss my wife and child, and I will miss baseball. This is how much I love baseball.
I'm the same way.
Of all the sports, if you told me I could only watch one sport rest of my life, it'd have to be baseball. And don't get me wrong, I love football. Mm-hmm. But I love college basketball. But the one sport that I could not do without is baseball. When I die, if there is a heaven, which like most people, you know.
Whether or not I'll get
the concept's kind of shaky, you know. I don't know about the heaven. But I'm like most people in that regard. But if there is a heaven, it's got to have baseball in it, because if it doesn't have baseball in it, I'm not sure I want to be there.
If there is a heaven, it's 5-0 against Liverpool.
That's what I mean, but don't you, if there is a heaven, don't you kind of hope that they, you know.
It's Goodison Park, where my team live.
Yeah. If they have heaven, it's got to have baseball. If not, I don't want to be there.
Yeah, you might as well burn me.
That's how I roll.
Hit me with a pop poker.
Yep.
Because I ain't going.
And if there is a heaven and I live to old age, you know, if I live to old age, me and my wife, and we both die at old age together, if there's a heaven and you get a body in heaven, then I want to get our bodies when we were like 30.
I don't want to
be stuck in heaven with that old folk body.
I want to get a skinny body. I don't want to be fat.
Yeah, I want to get like in shape Ray. I don't want fat old Ray. Yeah,
I want some hair
because,
as well.
Could you imagine like if there is a heaven, like, you know, the whole concept of heaven, how it works and everything. But if there is a heaven, if you go there and it turns out that you the body you die in is the body you have to keep for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, these people that die when they're, like, 18, 19 years old,
mm-hmm.
how we always feel so bad. Oh, my God, they died so young. Then we get to heaven and go, holy shit, I wish I had died when I was 18. Are you kidding? We're going to live the rest of eternity in this decrepit old body?
I'd like actually to go
back
to when
I died when I was 18. I could have been...
I'd ask for hair. I'd ask for God to roll me up the doobies. And I'd be in Goodison Park watching the football most of the day. So there's my heaven.
That's what
doobies
you want to have
football,
heaven.
Right.
That's right. And that, my friends, is the thought we will end the show on right there. That's a fine thought to end the show with, don't you think?
A nice, happy thought.
Mm-hmm.
Taking me to my happy place.
Nothing about thoughts of heaven to end the program. I want everybody to have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself, you guys. We'll talk to you Monday at 4:30 p.m. Remember, download the podcast and tell your friends about it. Also, tell your friends about my old grade school. Will you? Everybody put it on your Facebooks. We got to go. Say goodbye, Gully.
Tati Bogle.
Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great weekend. See you later.